At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair, we help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job, or your deodorant, or your lunch, or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.
In 3, 2, 1.
Holy sh! It's time for another Johnny B. Meltdown.
Tonight's a meltdown. I'm tired of people talking about my past.
Yeah.
You people need to mind your damn business. You sons of bitches.
All right, look. My meltdown is about cancel culture again. And look, I don't want people to take this the wrong way. I don't want you to think, oh, Johnny B doesn't want progress. Yeah, I do. Yes, I do. And I'm okay with eliminating or taking away things or changing things if it really is progressive and it really is helping create a better world. But I'm a little sick of 18-year-old activists really reaching and attacking everything. And our latest victim is Trader Joe's. Trader Joe's, which, by the way, very progressive company. You have to be a hipster to work there. It's a prerequisite. Like, they check. If you don't apply there with homemade cutoff jean shorts and a fancy mustache, you don't get the job. And that's for women, too. But apparently, they're offensive. And right when I read the headline, I already knew what it was going to be. And it's a reach to me. I'm sorry. And people may disagree when they hear what it's all about. I love Trader Joe's, by the way. I used to live a mile from one in South Tampa, and I shop there every week. Leah and I love it.
It's too crowded. I can't go in there.
Well, you got to know when to go.
I ask when a good time to go is. It's always packed.
Well, the one in St. Pete's crazy. So they have different products, and they're real creative with the names of their products. So my meltdown is for this girl, Brionne's Bedell. I've never seen this name before in my life. Brionnes Bedell. And she looks like a little white girl, so it's not like she's from another country and that's why she has that unique name. But she tweeted out a petition to remove racist packaging from Trader Joe's. And she tweeted out, "The carefully crafted facade of your friendly neighborhood hipster grocery store bellies a darker image, one that romanticizes imperialism, fetishizes native cultures, and casually misappropriates." She's 18. She's in high school.
Yeah, she knows everything.
By the way, if you go to her Twitter, she has 264 followers.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is, these companies bend to the, they freak out because it's some poor girl that's fresh out of college that run
these. No, this girl's in high school.
No, that run the Twitter accounts for these companies.
Yeah.
And they get their degree in marketing and their first job is running social media for one of these big companies. And they get a tweet, a complaint, and they go, oh my God, oh my God. And they freak out.
Well, let me tell you what the complaints are for. Okay. So Trader Joe's, like a lot of their products, because they have their own in-house brands, they have the Joe name, like mm-hmm. Joe's this, Joe's that. So what they do with different styles of food, you know, from different cultures or backgrounds or whatever, they give them a unique name. So instead of Trader Joe's, their Hispanic food that they have, like, you know, taco seasoning, something like that, they call it Trader Jose's, right?
Right.
And then, like, they have their Italian food, they call it Trader Giotto's, mm-hmm. right? Like the Italian name for Joe. Their Japanese food, it's Trader Joe-san, you know, mm-hmm. like Daniel-san. Mm-hmm. And then their Chinese food, it's Trader Ming's. All right. So it's a play on like the whatever country version of Joe.
Right.
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 Like, I think Jose or Juan could be John.
Right.
I think, no, Juan is John.
Mm-hmm.
So if I wanted to do a play on my name and
you had to do that in Spanish class.
Right.
I remember when high school, you had to pick a Spanish name. Yeah.
So, like, I can see where you're like, you're like, oh, okay, that's a little cheesy, but offensive. And for her to say romanticizing imperialism, fetishizes native cultures, and casually misappropriates. Shut up.
And the company went, okay, we'll change it. Don't worry about it.
Unreal.
Like 264 followers.
We have bigger fish to fry, and hopefully you season it with some Trader Mings. I mean, this is crazy.
Imagine how righteous this girl feels now.
Yeah, man.
She goes, I got this multinational corporation to just because I did the work. And look how great I am.
Yeah.
And this is going to encourage other people to get their 15 minutes of fame and do the same stuff.
I was okay with Aunt Jemima. I was okay with that. You know what I mean? Just don't take away the syrup. Just take away, the picture, and you don't have to go. Aunt Jemima, it gave me racist chills even 25 years ago. I was like, yeah, not bad. It didn't, like, keep me up at night, but I see where they're coming from with Aunt Jemima.
But also on the other side of that coin is you bury somebody of color that was, representing a brand.
There's a legacy
there.
Yeah, there's a legacy there.
And now you get rid of that. And I guarantee you that this name thing, that to change it to the culture's version of Joe.
But what are they going to change it to?
I don't know. You know what? It's going to go to the point where they're going to say, you can't sell ethnic food. Because
that's the thing, man. We have to find.
But that's what's going to happen. That's the next
step. Right. We have to find a way to, to stop somewhere.
Well, where do you stop? It's not
going
to stop.
Going.
It's not going to stop. It's a slippery slope. It's going to continue.
I saw somebody the other day, and I've heard people joke about this in the past, but I saw somebody on social media the other day said that you shouldn't allow white people to roll sushi anymore.
Yeah,
because they're culturally appropriating.
And I've heard of that before. There was there's in Portland, ironically, where everything's going, these lunatics are. There was this nice lesbian couple, white, who owned a food truck that did burritos.
Right.
And everybody loved the burritos. They were great burritos. Everybody loved them.
Yeah.
Somebody complained because they're appropriating Mexican culture.
Come on.
Which, by the way, burritos are Tex-Mex. Not even Mexican.
Are you going to fire every white person and every black person that works at Chipotle?
If they have their way, yes. They will definitely do that, sacrifice that.
This is crazy.
And I guarantee you that this was an idea, naming it the culture's version of Joe. It was an idea by the Diversity and Inclusion Department years ago to be more inclusive and have representation for other cultures.
It's a play on the name Joe.
I know. And
it's like nobody's ever been mad about it.
And Jose's a real name.
I know.
I mean, is Joe a problem? Joe's not a problem because it's America's white, supposedly.
None of those names are racial slurs.
That's not even true either.
There's not one slur in there. There's not one slur. They just, look, they got Trader Joe's for, like, American food, and they thought, why not give the ethnic food an ethnic name? It wasn't like there's no slurs or any inappropriate words there.
Well, that's going to be the next step, like I said, is saying that they can't sell that kind of food. So they're going to ruin that kind of food for us, so we're not going to be able to get it in Trader Joe's anymore. And this is, we were told that once these kids got out of college, that they were going to get to know what the real world was like,
mm-hmm.
and that this kind of the campus lifestyle and culture that they cultivated there, where all this took root, that once they got in a real world, it wouldn't fly. But we're finding it's quite the opposite.
Right.
This is happening in newsrooms all across the country, and now it's even happening
in culture. It's annoying, though. Once again, we started with George Floyd being killed and that imagery blowing up the country. And then people finally sick of police brutality, riots, peaceful protests, all kinds of stuff. And this is leading down to Breonna Bedell, an 18-year-old, pissed off over Trader Joe's packaging.
Yeah.
Keep your eye on the prize. Stop worrying about this crap.
But you have to understand, this sort of progress, it's called progressive for a reason, because if you give an inch, they're going to take a mile.
Oh,
and
man.
They're always going to want more. The culture has been going that way for a long time.
I don't mind change. I don't mind change, but this is like crazy to me. It bothers me.
And they took advantage of a time where people were like, ooh, I'm going to stand back and not. This is not my hill to die on every day right now.
At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair. We help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job or your deodorant or your lunch or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.